This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've been asking this, guys, which is going to be a better day on X? Yesterday with the Pope being announced, or today with Jordan Hudson being banned from North Carolina?
I mean,
I just think there's too much material with the Pope.
There really is, right? Yeah. I don't think yesterday was fun. Today could get ugly.
Today, yes.
Yeah, it's all over. FanDuel just literally has a graphic of them two at like a event, the NFL Honors event, and it just says Jordan Hudson banned in all caps. Florio banned Jordan Hudson, no longer in the Tar Heels facility.
The Florio tweet,
dude, it's everywhere. Bleacher Report.
Oh, it's the only thing that's on the internet right
Apparently
now.
Bands do not make her dance.
So this is Florio's tweet. North Carolina reportedly has banned Jordan Hudson (parentheses girlfriend slash handler slash public okay. list of coach Bill Belichick) from the Tar Heel football facility.
According to Belichick's family member, there is a deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation,
yep.
Everything he has. Banned. Everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, even the Pope said he's banned now, too, or she's banned.
If I was his family, I'd be a little bit more worried about him rather than his legacy, but I understand all of it.
Are you worried because you think there may be something wrong?
Like he's getting taken advantage of?
I think he's being taken advantage of. I don't think he's not well in the mind. I just think...
Then how... And I'm asking because I don't know. If he's well in the mind, how is he being taken advantage of? Or is he just 74 dating a 24-year-old and life's good, you know?
Yep, could be. That's true.
Because there are a lot of people who get to a certain age, they have their midlife crisis or whatever it is, right? We see it all the time. And we don't like it because it's different, right? Like a 74-year-old dating a 24-year-old, it's creepy. There's no other way around it. There's no other way to say it.
It's weird.
It's creepy. So we all think it's creepy. But what if he really does love her? And what if he's having a good time? Like,
it's true.
How do we know what's going on in that relationship?
We're not talking about it. That's how I know.
That was a red flag.
That's how I know.
Oh, her saying that.
If you two are truly in love... Don't you want people to know your love story?
Yeah, you
like,
do.
Mac, if you were to come out
and baby, say, just say
you know,
yes,
whatever, and be like, you know, and I went up to you guys like, hey, Hannah, how'd you and Mac meet? We're not talking about it. I'd be like, Mac, hey,
that's well,
yeah, we got to talk about that anyway,
normally,
though. That's a side conversation.
You know, normally an open, happy relationship, even if they want to give you all of the details, like say they met on Tinder, they might tell you, like, we met on a date, we got together on a date. We had a good first date. It blossomed, and now here we are.
What if they met on farmersonly.com?
No chance.
No?
Probably not.
No.
Why do people still go, like, they're kind of, I don't want to use the term, maybe it is a shame, oh, we met on Tinder. Like, why is that still kind of like...
Because we live in a society where everybody labels everybody.
Yeah, I know. And that's what we're doing, though, with Belichick and Jordan Hudson. While it's weird and it's strange for the norms, maybe this is... That's what he wants, you know, and people, I don't like when people say they're worried about somebody when that person themselves may not be worried about it. Like if he has dementia, and let's just use that as a conversation point here, right?
Yeah.
If he had dementia, then I could see people being upset and worried that she's taking advantage of him. If he's in full body and mind and everything, I feel like the kids may be just worried about their inheritance more than they're worried about their dad.
Yeah. Yep. Could see that.
And their dad's, you know, life as well. I mean, like, inheritance, yes, but also, like, that's our dad. Like, we got to make sure he's fine. He's doing what
he wants
to do.
But don't you go to him and make, hey, like, if I'm Steve Belichick, who they didn't want to know people was his son, but he is the defensive coordinator down there at North Carolina.
He's the one that does that weird tongue thing.
Yeah. That tongue.
Not the one from American Pie.
Or, we'll get to that in a second. Or if I'm his daughter, right, I would call him and say, hey, dad, you all right? Everything good? Have a conversation, go visit him, find out if things are okay. If you sense he's a little off, then we got an issue. But if he goes, oh, yeah, I'm a 50-year-old, I'm having a time of my life.
We also know that this isn't her first elderly man.
Nope.
So there's another.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, she's dated a 64-year-old before.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I was today when I learned that.
Yeah, TIL, Reddit. You got to get into Reddit, man.
Oh, my. Who is the 64-year-old?
Some, like, CEO.
Too young for her?
Another rich guy.
Oh, I didn't realize. That changes a lot of stuff. Yeah.
So I thought we were all... Yeah.
She's a pro. I didn't know that. Oh, that changes everything.
She's a pro.
Strike everything from the record.
Yeah. Clean the rundown.
This is a... what's the word I'm looking for?
She's a repeat offender.
Not a hypocrite. Habitual.
Ah, yes. Habitual.
Offender. So she's a habitual old man dater.
Mm-hmm.
You think she's ever raw dogged it on a flight? She's in that generation where they're raw dogging on flights now.
Staying off her phone. Yahoo. Banned.
Banned.
All right. Speaking of bands, you watched American Pie for the first time.
Yes.
What score out of 10?
Okay. I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm. Here's where he tells us our movies stink, Dusty.
No, the exact opposite of that. For what that movie is, and that's what I'm going to rate it on, that's a 10.
Yeah.
For what that movie is trying to be, it's a 10.
Imagine watching that movie as an 18-year-old boy.
Dude, I was thinking, I was like, dude, I wish I would have watched that 10 years ago when I was 16. That would have been, like, the best
moment
that
ever would come out.
1999, so the year after I was born.
So it came out the year I graduated college.
What'd you just say?
Yeah, year after I was born. Yeah.
So 99, that summer of 99, which is right about now, I moved to Texas when that movie came out.
I was 12.
Yeah.
And I was 22. You were 12. You were...
Two, one, two.
Speaking of an ounce, but I mean, like you were very, very like neophyte, right? Like you were non-existent on the planet, basically in '99.
That's wild. So, anyways, let's get into it. What'd you like? What'd you think about the movie? Gave it a 10
for what it's trying to be. For what it's trying to be.
If you want me to rate it as a score,
me to rate it as a movie, it's a 6.5.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
It's comedy.
It's a comedy.
See, for me, it's a perfect 10.
Yeah. For what it, for I'm trying to think of the right word. Like, and just not comedy, but like
raunchy.
Raunchy, but
no, but it's like, a coming of age movie.
Yeah, like a coming of age type comedy. Yeah, like it's perfect.
It does everything. Animal House.
Dude, and then like the music in it, like obviously
there's
Blink-182.
I told you it's a great soundtrack.
Soundtrack. Yeah. I was just like, dude, this is awesome for what it's doing. The Blink scene, the bedroom with Nadia, that whole fiasco was hilarious. I think the apple pie scene, I think I have to rate that in the top three. I think that's, I don't know, you can tell me, is that the most iconic?
I mean, the cover
top
of the,
three, what?
The cover of the movie is
from
all
the
kids.
That movie.
The cover of the movie was all the kids in the corner. Michelle holding her flute, and then a picture of a pie that's been mutilated.
I mean, the name of the show is American Pie, so I would imagine that that's probably an iconic scene in that movie.
Take a back seat, Don McLean.
Yeah. But and then, the flute stuff is great, too. Yes. One time at band camp?
One time at band camp.
So now you get that, right?
Yes. Yeah. One time at band camp. That was great. I thought she was awesome. I loved her character.
Yeah.
She
great
was awesome.
Character.
Yeah, great character. Because she's like...
Oh, Michelle's dope.
Yeah, because she's like annoying, but she's also like super adorable and cute and awesome and...
Tara Reid, she's hot in real life.
Tara Reid or Stifler's mom?
I think Tara Reid, but it's close.
Okay.
Also, Stifler, favorite character.
Yeah. Bae the Stiffmeister.
Mm-hmm. Kind of makes me want to watch the other ones. I don't know if they get bad.
The second one's good.
The second one wasn't bad.
There's like a million of them, right?
Nah, then they all get into like, they get to like fraternities. It gets like really bad, but American Pie 2 is pretty good.
Yeah, 2 is pretty good, but nothing ever beats that first one.
Because,
like Anchorman, did you see Anchorman?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anchorman 2 was a total dud.
Yeah.
Caddyshack 2 is the worst sequel of all time. You have these great movies and then they try to quickly do a... Yeah. Jerry, and then they tried to make him good, and it's just not you can't capture it again.
Yeah, you're trying to redo something that was already
makes it feel different when Jerry said his brioche for the week was strawberry pie.
Yes, dude.
So now you understand, right?
Absolutely.
Anselmo likes that strawberry pie.
Oh man, yeah, that's great, man.
It was awesome.
Yeah, the blink scene's great.
Blink scene's great. Mark's like says something funny when the camera gets covered up. I'm right. Like, it's actually pretty good timing.
I may go back and watch it too.
So the some hidden cuts of that movie. That was the last day of filming that Blink was on set.
Really?
So everybody was in a good mood, and nobody knew they were going to be on set.
Cool. I didn't know that. Right. Yeah. Blink-182 at the peak of their powers, too.
And then Thomas something, the guy that plays the one that's like Tara Reid's boyfriend who sucks in the movie, the worst character of the whole movie.
Gotcha.
Like, that guy does suck.
And he's in a band, and he's still friends with Mark Hoppus, the bassist of Blink-182.
That's dope.
So, like, it's crazy. Yeah, that album's great. Harvey Danger's on that album. Blink-182's on that album. That movie's great.
I mean, you compare, you said it's your Animal House, and the more you said that, and I listened to what you guys were saying here for a second, Animal House is kind of the same thing. Great cast, awesome movie, great soundtrack.
Yeah.
And iconic moments. Did you see Animal House?
Feel good.
No.
Yeah, I didn't watch Animal House. I was probably 26. Like, I my dad was like, you got
to
watch it.
You have to watch Animal House. You just do. And you'll understand the Germans bombing Pearl Harbor. And every time we say that, how mad the text line gets. And then you know they haven't seen the movie. It's so good.
Maybe we put a poll together on Twitter. You guys choose four movies, and we'll put a poll and let the...
That's Wednesday.
The listeners decide.
You have Thursday to watch it.
Yep.
Wednesday. We'll be able to fit that in on Thursday. Though.
Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, I'll have Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. I will say this. I would love for your next movie to be Varsity Blues.
Okay. Put it on the...
I think Animal House should be your next movie.
Well, there's two suggestions right there.
I don't think you'll like Animal House as much as like maybe we do, but I think you'll get it.
Just because of the time or...
Yeah, just it's... I don't know.
Dated or...
I didn't find it as funny as my dad found it as funny. Whereas, like, I feel like you won't find it as much as I found it as funny.
That
I don't
makes
know.
Me curious, though.
Porky's is good in that generation.
Porky's is fantastic, too. You should watch Porky's. Revenge of the Nerds. You should watch all the John Hughes movies, too. 16 Candles, Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club, I've seen. Love Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Anything that John Hughes did in the 80s in Chicago is fantastic, because that's basically where Chicago has stopped. You know, the 80s is their glory years.
Well, now it's the 20s.
Now with the Pope and everything, but everything was going back to the glory years of the 85 Bears and Jordan.
What was your favorite scene, the choir scene?
That was one of them, because I love Stifler's line. I don't know, but can I say that? When like he comes back to Stifler, he's like, oh man, I thought you did great. He's like, then Stifler's like, I think you need your balls reattached.
See, I thought the Ozstrikers girl was the best one in the movie. I loved her. Go back to American Beauty in that scene. Have you seen American Beauty? Throw that on the list.
Okay, throw it on the list.
It's back when I think Kevin Spacey was okay. Coming was up on the other side.
Okay?
No. We get into the Richard of the Week. It is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And the best part, zero bubbles. Coming up next, it's Richard of the Week on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.